voters go to the polls in Pennsylvania tomorrow, and some last-minute developments are shaking up both the Democratic and Republican Senate primaries. Many people have already voted early, so let's take a look at these important races with two political strategists from Pennsylvania. David Dix is a Republican strategist. He's with us now. Hi, David.
Good to be here.
Good to have you. And Mike Mikus is a Democratic strategist in Pennsylvania. Mike, good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this first. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is a leading Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate nomination. He and his wife just posted a video message from the hospital yesterday saying that John Fetterman is recovering from a stroke.
It was on Friday. I just wasn't feeling very well. So I decided, you know what, I need to get checked out. So I went to the hospital.
I need to get checked out because I was right, as always.
Now, according to polls, Fetterman was well in front of the more moderate candidate, Congressman Connor Lamb. Mike Mikus, let me start with you. How does this news shake up the race, or does it?
I don't think it has an impact whatsoever in the Democratic primary, mainly because most or a large number of Democrats are voting by mail. And, you know, this close to the election, most of the people that are voting by mail have already returned their ballots. And because it doesn't appear to be too serious, I don't think it'll have much of an impact with in-person voters as either. So in the end, I don't think this has an impact at all. Looking towards the general, you know, thankfully it looks like he's gonna make a full recovery. You know, it was great that they were able to put that video out so voters could see for themselves. As a relatively young guy, he's only, I believe, 52 years old. I really don't think this will be have an impact in the general election at all either.
David, pick up on that. What about in the general election? Assuming that he makes it to the general election, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of assumptions. We're going into a prime GOTV period, get out the vote period right before the primary election. And any time a candidate is hamstrung from being able to go to those pockets of the state that are the most important constituents, particularly in the general, but particularly now in the primary, it does affect the race, right? You mentioned Congressman Lamb and the fact that Lieutenant Governor Fetterman is outpacing him. But Lieutenant Governor not being able to be in Philadelphia in the days leading to the primary is certainly going to hurt him against Representative Malcolm Kenyatta, and certainly could have impact when you talk about the coalition that needs to be built post-primary going into the general.
Help us understand, and Mike, I want to come back to you on this one, why Congressman Connor Lamb is struggling to break through in this race. He recently spoke with WPXI. Let's listen.
Whatever the issue is, whether it's energy or healthcare or drug prices or something, I think if you try to stay focused on the facts that are in front of you and you value the importance of forward progress, that naturally leads to some compromise.
So Connor Lamb was something of a rising Democratic star when he was elected in 2018. He seems to be struggling to get traction now. What's going on there, Mike?
Look, I think Connor Lamb had potential to be a star Senate candidate, a national star. But quite frankly, his campaign ran the wrong race. He started off behind in the polls because John Fetterman was a statewide elected official, had much higher name ID statewide, and they ran the race as if he was an incumbent. And when you're down in a race, you have to draw clear differences with your opponent who is leading, and they just failed to do it. Hmm. Quite frankly, they ran one of the most disappointing campaigns I've seen in a long time.
Wow. David, let's shift to the GOP Senate primary. Kathy Barnett is seeing an 11th hour rise to the top of the polls. She gave an interview to NBC's Dana Bash Burns in which she claims some of her anti-Islamic tweets from several years ago are being taken out of context. Here's a bit of that.
You don't know what came after that. You don't know if I was saying somebody else.
I mean, this tweet says pedophilia is a cornerstone of Islam.
Yeah, nope. I don't think that's me. I would never have said that.
Now, Barnett refused to let some media outlets, including NPR, into her campaign events this past weekend. Dave, her worldview is regarded as extreme by some, but does she have an edge in this primary?
It looks that way. You know, when you talk about the 11th hour rise, I mean, this is the time when you want to peak most, and it appears that Kathy Barnett is peaking in this primary in a way that could see her to fruition. I think when you analyze the race, what you've seen is essentially mutually assured destruction between Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick. They both spent $30 million telling Pennsylvanians, you know, why the other person was terrible, not realizing that there could be somebody kind of making a move in their wake. And that seems to be Kathy Barnett. We'll get to know more about her, particularly if she is victorious on Tuesday. But suffice to say, she's run a great race so far.
Right, right. And Mike, what do you think? I mean, if you look ahead toward, again, it's early, but if she makes it, if she gets the nomination, what's your take on what Democrats are up against?
Well, there are no guarantees in politics. There's no guarantees in an election. But I would take her as the nominee any day of the week over the others. I think she would be alienating swing voters. And I think, you know, like I said, no guarantees in this business, but it makes it much more likely that the Democrats can win in November.
I see. So, Dave, you probably have a different view there.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's an amazing profile. Her ascension to the top ranks of this race has been remarkable. And again, there's so much for us to learn yet. But to look at her purely on her profile, purely on the kind of campaign she's run, she's certainly going to be a formidable candidate, should she be one going into the fall, particularly when there is a bit of discord, as we kind of touched on the Democratic side. You've had national Democratic leaders rallying behind Congressman Lamb, and that seems to be not a fruitful bet, right? So now there's going to be some coalition building that needs to happen. There's also a congressional race smack dab in Pittsburgh that's drawing some really particular lines on the Democratic side. So we'll see how that plays out, post Tuesday. But there's going to be some kumbaya moments needed on the Democratic side. I think a little bit more even than the Republican side.
Interesting.
Post primary.
Mike, is that true? Democrats need to do a little kumbaya?
It's absolutely not true. This Senate race, you look at the Democratic Senate race versus the Republican Senate race.
Right.
The Republican side has been a complete war, where the Democratic side has been relatively positive. A few arguments here and there at debates, but quite frankly, overwhelmingly, it's been positive campaigns by all three candidates. So I think the Republicans, I don't know how they put their pieces back together. This is a puzzle that's literally got thrown onto the floor. It's a mess. It looks like Donald Trump's power in terms of issuing endorsements is waning. The party is split. This entire weekend was spent with Republican leaders at the local level complaining about Donald Trump. And that's terrible news for the Republican Party.
Well, David, let me ask you
that.
Dave, let me just, I'm going to let you respond to that, but I just want to put the question on the table, because Barnett is using sort of Trumpian political tactics, but she was not endorsed by the former president in this race. Mehmet Oz, the celebrity TV doctor, was. So what does that mean for the party of Trump, and specifically Trump's influence, if Barnett wins this race?
Yeah, I mean, again, Donald Trump will not be the final say as to who wins this Pennsylvania primary. He has significant influence, as is evidenced by the endorsements that he's made. But I think what he has done more recently is kind of hedged his bets, if you will. He says, while I'm endorsing Mehmet Oz, I do think Kathy Barnett has a bright future. So that kind of hedging does leave Republicans a space to support whomever's in their will. And it looks like, again, from tracking going into the primary election, the will is for Kathy Barnett. So I don't know that means as much. But, I think that we were getting a little bit out of ourselves when we were talking about, some of the fault lines on the Democratic side. I mean, you have a very contentious Democratic primary between Steve Irwin and Representative Summer Lee. Bernie Sanders was in town last week rallying the troops on behalf of Summer Lee. Mayor Ganey has endorsed Summer Lee, but the county executive has endorsed Steve Irwin. So there's some fault lines that are going to have to be repaired. Also, transversely on the Senate side, the number one issue has been on the Senate primary whether or not Lieutenant Governor Fetterman was right to track down and pull a rifle on an African-American jogger some years ago in his native Braddock, Pennsylvania. This is something that Representative Malcolm Kenyatta has brought up a number of times. And should he be able to track with that message and find outdue support and maybe even come in second place, quite frankly, I think there will have to be some alignment building on the Democratic side for sure.
Gentlemen, we've got only about a minute left here, but I want to ask about a sort of big politics question. Pennsylvania, of course, bellwether state. It's an important state. It's always a big prize in the presidential race. It went narrowly to Joe Biden in 2020. What's at stake here as you look at where both parties are heading nationally before November's midterm election. Let me come to you first, Mike.
Well, I think what you're looking at, looking towards November, is do you want to elect people to solve problems, or do you want to elect lunatics? Because the Republican Party, especially here in Pennsylvania, has gone from nominating conservatives to nominating lunatics. So that's the choice, sanity versus lunacy, competence versus crazy. And I believe that in the end, it's going to be close. Pennsylvania is always close. In the end, here in Pennsylvania, the voters are going to choose sanity.
David, time is running out, but I'm going to give you the last 15 seconds to respond to that.
Yeah, I think if you look at the way that Kathy Barnett has overperformed in this primary election, it bodes well for the future of the Republican Party. Its diversity of voices, it's being able to put a woman up front, would be a major marker for the future of the party.
All right. Got to stop you guys there. David Dix, Republican strategist, Mike Mikus, Democratic strategist, both in Pennsylvania. Thank you both.